Unit 6, Psychology. Reading 1, Broken Windows Theory. An old damaged car with an open window and no license plate sits in a street. What will happen to it in a week? Broken Windows Theory has the answer. Broken Windows Theory began in America in the 1980s. Researchers found that if there is a broken window in a building, people soon start to break other windows. This is because the broken window sends a message that the owner of the building and the people of the neighborhood don't care that it is broken. Small things like broken windows or even litter on the street can be a sign. Following this broken windows theory, the New York Police Department decided to focus their crime-fighting efforts on minor crimes, hoping to prevent more serious crimes. The New York Police took a zero-tolerance approach to petty crimes such as skipping subway fares, graffiti, and littering. Over the period these measures were in force, crime in New York reduced significantly. In the first year alone, the murder rate fell by 19% and car crime went down by 15%. The theory's applications are not limited to the fight against crime. It has also given business people some food for thought. A company's image, the message its appearance sends out, is a crucial element of its success or failure. If it sends out a message that it is careless or indifferent, customers will think twice before using the company's products or services. Small signals make a big difference in business too. Interestingly, broken windows theory can also impact us personally. If our home is messy, we tend to feel uncomfortable and out of control. Most of us would agree that life is usually happier when we feel in control. Reading 2. The Return Trip Effect. Do you ever feel that coming home from a vacation takes less time than getting there? If so, you're not alone. The feeling is so common that research has been conducted to find out what causes it. People often think that the cause of this return trip effect is familiarity. When you are going away, everything you see is new. On the way home, though, you recognize landmarks, and this makes the trip seem to go more quickly. This explanation, however, doesn't always work. On a plane, most people don't look out the window, and even if they do, they can't see much. But return trips still seem faster. So what else could explain this strange yet common phenomenon? Recent research has pointed to psychological explanations. One relates to our expectations, specifically our optimism and pessimism regarding the journey. When you're going away on a trip, you feel optimistic about your journey. Your optimism makes you underestimate how long it will take. When the journey takes longer than you expect, you feel pessimistic about the return trip. This pessimism then makes the return trip feel shorter, just as your initial optimism made the trip out feel longer. While our expectations may be one explanation for the return trip effect, there are likely to be others as well. Some psychologists believe that it's all about pressure. When you're returning home, there is less pressure to arrive on time, and so your attention is less focused on the target of your journey, and you become distracted by other things. So, the return journey seems shorter. Whatever the reason for the return trip effect, it is certainly a powerful psychological phenomenon that most of us will have felt from time to time.